Okay, I'm going to say a quick or I guess last night yesterday. I gave a tarot last night. Without going to all the details of the Sheikh Rabbah, the records of the Ramban, various of the Rosh, I mentioned the possibility that the reason why Yontif doesn't count as such is because the Yontif power is somehow used up canceling the Shiva, and it can't work again to count for anything beyond that. And that's what on Rosh Hashanah we said that if Rosh Hashanah cancels the Shiva, it's 23 more days. And the Rosh Hashanah counts as zero. It doesn't count even for a day. It's not even a 2 days counts as zero. So Abraham asked me, Kash, what about Shavuot? Shavuot, if the Shiva cancels out the Shiva, and yet, at the same time, the same Yontif of Shavuot counts, not only does it count for 1 day, it counts even for 7 days. You see that it can work in two capacities. So I responded as follows. Shavuot wears two hats. Shavuot is a Yontif, and Shavuot is a Regem. And they're two separate things. Going on, they're two dimamish. As the Brit Kerav would say, the Dinim Chalukim. What is Chalukim? Yontif knocks off Shiva, even including Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So it's not a Regem. Regem, but it doesn't count for 7 days, the Yorama. Rosh Hashanah does not count for 7 days. Regel counts for 7 days, does not knock off anything. That's, for example, Shmiyat Teres. It counts for 7 days, does not knock off anything. Because regel, the two different dinim. Dinim Chalukim. Oh, so the Shavuot wears both hats. The Shavuot, the Yontif power knocks off the Shiva, and the regel power counts for 7 days. Whereas in Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippur, we have only Yontif, not a regel. So since the power is used up, as I explained, in order to knock off the Shiva, counts for 0 days plus shlosh. Nikvar v'regel, where it doesn't knock anything off. So those remaining days of regel until the Yontif is over can count the days of shloshim in that kind of a case. I've kind of left over from yesterday's year. Most of them are shifting today into high gear, so that you see the brand new amount of crime with Baruch Hashem, thanks to Mark and the high technology and the computer and the Cohen and everything came together. So we're trying to discuss some of these important issues of Havra and Hespin and Kriya in the remaining few days. So let's go. So that's Chav Zayin of the days. The Gemara talks about the Indian of Sudas Havra. Says the Gemara, Avol Yom Rishon, also Lecha Lecha Mishalom, Shenemar Lecha Manoshim Lotofa. Okay? That's the Mefurash Gemara. What does it mean, Yom Rishon? So the Russian Simon Pei test is don't take the word Yom Rishon literally. Yom Rishon really means Suda Rishon, with President of the Shas, President of the Shas, kind of a Shas of Sochem, of all places. The Shas of Sochem says, the Yom Rishon, behind it, the Suda Rishon, shall they let Sochem. There's a distinction between what you need, you know, the mitzvah chiyuvis of Beres Tov Lumat. It's only the first night, not the first day. So you find that the word Yom Rishon means the first night. Here's the Suda Rishon, Yom Rishon means only the first Suda. So writes the Rosh and Simon Pei Tes. Take a look here at Tosfos. Yom Rishon Atz Lecho Mishalo. Pirashti Lamala. Afila Ocho Kama Pamim. Both the Yom. The Lokatan is Suda Rishon. So the person's arguing the Rosh says no. It says Yom Rishon means the whole Yom Rishon. Lamala's an Afchav. On the radio, on the Mamma comments from last time. Top of the Afchav. That's Quest Machlokes number one. I'm going through a whole series of machlokes in Havra and try to give a few reasons, see how they add up. Next, lechem anoshim. What does lechem anoshim mean? So the Aruch HaShulchan suggests in Simon Shin Ayin Ches that lechem anoshim should be taken in. It's a phase. Lechem. It's only lechem. Bread. Lechem. And the others disagree and say no. It applies to everything. Well, it applies to everything. As a matter of fact, the Aruch HaShulchan seems to bring some kind of a raya, because they say they only give him lechem u'beitzim. They give him bread and eggs. That's the kind of raya for carrots. What about the eggs? Let him eat his own eggs. The Aruch HaShulchan is right. He only says lechem. Let him eat his own eggs. What if they give him eggs for? So that question we can answer. The eggs is a special thing. I answered it through the tour. But eggs, either beitzim or adashim, or the Baba Basra, are the appropriate food for Avra. They both share a common criterion, ein lo pe. Just, you know, they're circular, there's no opening. But Adasha is not, Adasha is mamash a circle. Egg, as we know, is egg shape, not a circle. And then it was Gagal Achol of Olam. People born and they die, etc., etc. That's why Adasha would have that extra point which makes them don't have. It's all Gemara before Shmuel Batra, which is quoted by the Torah. So you say because I have to teach them the lesson, I have to give them the egg. For that reason. But anything else besides the bread and the egg, he can have him to have his own. He likes ice cream, like have his own ice cream. He likes, who knows what he likes, whatever he wants. Fruit, vegetables, he have his own. So writes the Aruch HaShulchan. And others disagree. You have to give him the whole thing. Okay? The different Sochim, again, quote others who argue the Aruch HaShulchan. But again, Machlokes number two. Now, next Machlokes, number three. The Rosh, Simon Peites, quotes from the Yerushalmi. What happens if his neighbor is given nothing? They give nothing. Mamish, bad neighbors. Shochin ra. So Yerushalmi says, Tavo me'eiro l'shchenim shetzvichu la'ova lechem mishalo. Ooh, lechem mishalo? You see from this rush, pashtas, if no one is mavre, then we'll give the stuff. It says, ova l'osa lechem mishalo l'osh negamar, because the neighbors are required to give it to him. But if they don't give it to him, he's allowed to eat. That's the Taz passes this way in Tzivkot Na'os, Shinai and Chet Tzivkot Na'os. Once again, the very soul says to those who argue. That's Machlokas number three, okay? Machlokas Toys to the Rosh, Machlokas Aruch HaShulchan, and those who argue, Machlokas the Taz, and those who argue. Now, Machlokas number four, here in the Hagot Asher, in this Rosh, it says, Ein menichin et ha'ovel is anos yom rishin, el ha'machil el ha'mashkin al zohar, filo b'tanat ha'er shoshana, he can't, which everyone fasts, he's not allowed to fast. An ovel is not permitted to fast, so writes the Hagot Asher. The Ramban writes the Farish, not that way. The Farish, not that way. Where'd he get it from? His pshat in Yerushalmi. Now, this pshat is correct, but not so clear. The Ramban on the page, Reish Hei, he quotes at the very top of the page, he quotes the Yerushalmi, which is about to Rav Zeira. What did Rav Zeira do? Rav Zeira, midmach pokid, umalot the kablin, alai yoma dein, achila, ulamacha bididet. What does that mean? The Rashi quotes from the bottom. Shenifter, Siva Kodam Moto, the Tamido, Vamalo Tekablin Alai Avraz Du Shalavel Hayom. Vishalolechal Alto Hayom Klum. He told us, when I die, you have to fast that day. Zebedach, you have to fast? So writes the Ramban. Raya Brewer, no? Well, the same Moshe, not Yerushalmi, he says, and it's quoted here, I think on the bottom. Same Moshe, Pir Shavel Fanacher, of Shavel Zal quotes it, I looked it up. No, only by Talmidim, because it's not a child, it's not a relative. I'm going to show a different rabbi. Only he can do this, but normally he can't do this. But not the right ruler from the Yerushalmi to the position of the Ramban. That's what the Hagos Ashi would presumably say about the Yerushalmi. Machlokas number four. You have to have four machlokas in Hilchos Avraham. Okay, machlokas number five. What happens in the following case? Never someone dies in Yontif. Halamari, what happens in that kind of a case? What do you do? So you take a look in the Mordecai. Simin, tough, pay. Again, all of a sudden the Mamazon, tough, pay. What do you do if someone passes away on Halamari? What do you do about the Havro? Okay, here it is. Page 40. Tough, pay.
Yom Tov is over. So Machlokas number five. We have five separate Machlokas by Havra. So both sides, now with these five Machlokas, I'm going to give you three reasons for Havra, and I can make your own chart. You figure it out. What the din should be in all these five cases. What are the reasons for Havra? So the official reason we've shown them for Havra, there are two. If you open up the tour, you see one is Mashma in the tour itself, and one is Mashma in the Beit Yosef from Rabbeinu Yeruchim. In Siman Shinai and Ches, the tour in discussing the particulars of the Havra is an important expression, which is critical, which is Mokam Shenagru LaHavros Vavos of the Yain, meaning it's like Tana Oten, U Menachemin
Tila b'tashel shel beis hamashal adoshim. What's the key word here? Menachem is. That is part of Nichum Avela. The guy's never coming up, coming from back from a cemetery. He's down and out. You want to console him. Give him food. Of course, you know. When I say, goyim drink and yidn eat. That's it. So you give him something to eat. Sometimes you have to give him something to drink too. We'll get to that. I'll show you an interesting quote about drinking too. We'll leave that out now for the moment. So you give him some bread and some eggs, and you give him whatever you think what he likes. He likes soup. He likes, like maybe he likes meat. Maybe he wants whatever. You know, people know what he likes. And you give him what to eat. Then you have Nichum Avela. That too. But on this very on this yud, Rabbeinu Yerucham is a different shot, quoting from the Rosh, who is his Rebbe. What does it mean? Listen to the shot. Ya'avil doeg v'nenach ha'meto, v'nechoshish lechot, ki retono l'mur tu gamkein. The psychological thing, I want to jump, you ever see you want to jump into this? I saw one. But well, a distraught relative said, I want to go in for the cops. I want to exchange with you. Unfortunately, the exchange don't work. But hysterical relative, I want to die, I want to jump in. The person will not eat and will become injured. That's the reason for Avro. A totally separate reason. That's the second reason. There's still two more reasons. So there are four reasons altogether. The third reason is given by the Sefer Shevet Yehuda, as quoted by the different Sofrim. He's afraid of drunkenness. People are doing this. What's a wake, Rabbi Sayyid? Isn't that what the Goyim, when they drink their heads off? Isn't that a matter? A wake, like Goyim? Yeah, but it's not showing the body. So they just drink until they're in a drunken stupor. Isn't that the minute by then? Yes, who knows? Nobody knows. No one even knows there, but Hashem. Okay. But I think, But they're part of it. They just drink. They get to the day. They're drunk. You get your turn. Just drink. So we're afraid that I'm Hashem, but he isn't. So to stop it, they say, listen, your food, you can't eat anything of your own. We'll bring the food. So we control what comes into the house. So that way, you prevent drunkenness. As I said, the same as Shevet Yehuda. Okay, but limited. To get drunk really, it's hard to get drunk on wine, everybody says. Ever know, the ones who are drunk, they don't waste their time with wine. They go to schnapps, vodka, Reason number four, it's part of Avelis. Part of the Avelis process is this idea of Havrot. That's how the Chazal Kuchoved, the Avelis begins, and come home, and the Avelis begins with the Sudas Havrot. Now let's go back to the five views that we had and just analyze ourselves what it should be according to the various reasons. Okay, let's figure it out. So now let's go back to the original machlokas. The Taz, what's some of the Taz? The Taz said, no one gives you food, you're allowed to eat. So that should be okay according to the reason of Rabbeinu Yerucham, should certainly be okay. Even according to the Levush of the Menachem. No one came to Menachem, he's got to take care of myself, should also be okay. According to the Shevet Yehuda, that your favorite drunk, it's not okay. They said you can't eat. And in fact, he asked it. It's what she told him. You can't do it. I'm not sure about it. It will be according to the fourth reason of Avelis. Which is the fourth reason of Avelis is really the Tosis that says that there's no Havra beyond this. There's no Avelis. That's the source of the fourth reason. I'm not sure what they say about this excuse. Next. What about the shadow of the Hagos Ashri? Whether you're allowed to fast if you want. What should it then be? Mitzvah. Quote Rabbi Yerucham, Hagos Ashri is right. The whole point of Hagos, he shouldn't kill himself by starving himself. So we don't let him fast. According to the Shevet Yehuda, better not eat anything. Won't get drunk. Nothing. And according to the Levush, he should also. He wants to pass up on the Nichum Avelim. That's his right. Pashas and Avelim should be the same thing. Pashas should be the same thing. Let's go on. Is a machloikis between the Rosh and Tosfos? Is it the first meal or is it the first day? Right? So, what should it then be? According to Rabbeinu Yerucham, who quotes his verse from the Rosh, gets it right, the Rosh. Right there, you're afraid he's going to starve. So the point is that we say we're going to give him food. Right? So give him food. You give him as long as the first meal is given, he's not going to starve anymore. Ah, you have to have 3 meals a day. Come in. So they said, the ikur is the first meal. That's the Russian effect that will be called l'shita so. According to the other svaris of the levush, the chamavelim, the shev yudav, getting drunk, I'm not sure what she was right. It can go l'chora either way. According to Tosfos on the Avchav, let's take a look on the Avchav. That's what they call here in Chavan, they call back L'el Pirashti. It's an Avchav from an Aleph. Because they say, ain't also an Avroah Beregel, why hold the Lech Avelis? You see, Tosfos depends upon Avelis. That being the case, it's more Mistaber, that the whole first day is included, as they say at the end. He reached the Kamon, call your mission on Selech HaMishalom. Why? It says the omission. It doesn't say Suda Rishon. But he'll love this by it. Because Achrisa Ki Yomar, in Ilchus Avelus, there's no difference between the first 2 hours and the remaining 3 hours of the day after the Kvura. So with the day of Avelus, and it's the height of Avelus, the first day, the Chorah should be after the entire first day of Lecho Mishalom. Okay. But the Aruch HaShulchan and the Oath about bread or other things, so I would say for sure, according to the Sheva Yehuda, everything is us. That's the whole point. You give bread, it'll go to his wine closet, or his beer closet, or his schnapps closet. That's clear. But the other Mepharshim, the Levush, and the Rebbe Yeruchim, I'm not sure who's right. I don't know. I'm not sure. It's interesting, the Tur and Tiv Gimel thought he said Mitzvara. He thought, that's what he says, L'chara Nira, Shemena Ocho Kol Oso Yom, Shalom Achroso Oso Lecha B'Suda Rishonim Mishalom. This has this for a Chumra. That it depends upon Suda Rishon, even if it's not Yom Rishon. Wow. If you fast the first day because you don't want to have any Havrah, that won't help. Comes the nightfall, the new day, you still can't have Yerom, because he takes the word Suda Rishon up. Literally, that's what the Torah suggests, with Svara. Although no one really holds that way, I don't think, Lemaisa. So the Pashto says that the Levush, and again, and the Rabbeinu Yeruchim only apply on the first day, and Avelis also only the first day, and the Sheva Yehuda is only the first day of drunkenness. After the first day is over, we're not so worried anymore. So therefore, the whole din doesn't apply beyond day one. In Shulchan Aruch proper, in Shulchan Aruch itself, it says that when is there a din of it has to be someone else's food, only the first meal on the first day. Against the Torah's start. Okay, so we went through these machlokes. Then we had the Mordechai about the din of Yom Tif. So what should emerge? Again, if it's a din of your friend's going to starve himself, it should. It doesn't apply 5 days later. He had it done Avelis and the burial was the second day on. Now it's the seventh or eighth day. Shouldn't apply Lechora. Shouldn't apply. According to the Levush Nicham Avelim, it's not so clear, because Nicham Avelim, as pointed out, starts a little bit on Yom Tov. It's not so much after Yom Tov. So I'm just asking, you know, it's at the beginning of the Nicham Avelim process. And according to the Sheva Yehuda, he's already gotten over it 5 days later. Pashas is a different, the fourth Shita, always is a different what we call Avelim. According to Levush, we can also argue that the Ikir Nicham is after Yom Tov. Remember, so there are Hashulchan, the Kosher Yetiru, it's only Rishus. So we can argue. But of course, the problem is, but didn't you do Avra already on Yom Tov? Two Avras. These posts will say Avra is after Yom Tov begins, after Yom Tov ends, and the Avelis begins. Right? How does it say? Mishnasat Rashi Avra b'moyin, ilach ha-moyin. Hashem Avra in Yisrael Rabim. Wait a second, it's a Mefurash of Mishnah. Chavdal and Medeis. What does it say? Ein Korin, lo Kolsiv, ein Marvim, el Akrovim, Shomeif. And what is the Mishnah going on in the pocket? What Mesechta are we learning, gentlemen? You forget. What Mesechta are we learning? Moed Karpin, the Pasuk on Kalamayi. What's going on over here? Oh, you take a look on the Rosh. I'm very sorry. In line 2, there's a Taiwan Sank Mark, but it's a man. I made a mistake. I didn't correct it. Line 2, instead of Chavdes, everyone picked up right away. I don't know what Chavdes says, but it's supposed to be Nun Tes. I'm sorry for that error. Simon Nun Tes. And there it says, interesting thing. Rav Meir Zalmi Eretz Hai. Because of the Ein Otsim Avra B'Cholamayt. He quotes a Yerushalmi.
And he doesn't like it, the Rosh doesn't like it. Why? Because after all, Pashtus, Masnis is the Moyes, Pashtus. Shaman Avroh, Shari B'chol HaMoyes. So those who have to be dochek themselves in the Mishnah, we'll get to the story of Kriya, that they're dochek, although the Mishnah is B'sef the Moyes Kotten, it's not going on B'chol HaMoyes, or the Yom Kol. But that's what those who have to say, that it's a Das Yochit. Das Yochit. We pass it as if Avroh on B'chol HaMoyes, Simon Tov Aleph, Siv, Zalad, and not afterwards. Shmuel Krov, I couldn't find it. I couldn't find the halacha. This thing over here that he talks about, we saw before the suffix, by Shmuel Krova. We saw the Mordechai. What's in Shmuel Krova? I couldn't find it. I found it. We know in Siman Tov Beis and Gimel it says, you're potter from Avraham by Shmuel Rechoka. So the male we can understand by the implication, you're chayim and Avraham by Shmuel Krova. But never says it in the parish, how am I know what it is supposed to be if it's on Shabbos? Doesn't say anything. The whole thing doesn't say the parish of Shulchan Aruch. It's only an implication. I have no clue. I would say the Svara, though, according to Levush, Nicham Avelim, that Avraham of the Shabbos. According to Rabbeinu Rucham, the Shevi, you don't say no. Because you got over it already on Shabbos, and you're not going to get drunk most of Shabbos already the next day. That's what I would say the Svara. And according to the Avelim, I don't know. Avelim begins on the Rosh Hashanah. It's unclear. Okay, about that, this takes care of Avraham. We now turn to part two of this first chelik of the Ma'amar Komet, Birchas HaMozes. Take a look at the Mordechai. Tov, Tov, Kuf, Chof, Ches. Okay. It says the Gemara Brachas. Baruch Atah Hashem Lekeinu Melech Olam HaTov U'Meitiv. Yeah. They're afraid you're going to eat too much. You won't be able to eat the Teyov on Friday night. That's what it means. That's all it means. What do you do? Achai, Atov, Umeitiv, Kel, Emes, Dain, Emes, Shopek, Pesedek, Vokek, Vemishpat, Shav, Vemaisav, Vanakto, Avada, Vahamo, Vechol, Zos, Anakto, Chayovin, Vahodos, Olavurk, Go there, Pritzes, Bisrael, Huyigdo, Pritzes, Umi, Olena, Me'alkola, Umi'ala, E, Ha'ovel, Shibasokhenu, Lechayim, Olashos. Look in the article, see that they printed with some Shinuyin. Okay? This is it. There's all discussion about Vokek, Vemishpat, Mitzvah, Vokhet. We're not going to go into that now. But what's important to us over here, it says as follows. It says over here, Lomatino Asara, the requirement for a minion, Al-Babirchas Rechava Bilvad. They had Masechet Ksuba Tavches, which they say in the street, in the town square. But Birchas Amazon of Avelim, to make this change in text, we need a minion. But Rabbeinu Meir says two lines in the bottom, Shebabirchas Rechava Birchas Amazon, Ain't no elevatsara. How do you know? Kevin the perakam of the tzubis may chorus agatay that the makshah the may be birchas avena to be birchas amazon. So from the habamina, we get the rod that a minion is required. Person tzubis avches also suggests the same thing. Almost every other person disagrees. In the Shulchan Aruch, it's not that way. Shulchan Aruch talks about it in some shin ayin hef, but this extra bracha, and over here. It doesn't say a word about a minion. And in Siv Dalas, for example, talks about if you're at B'yochid or B'gimel, but clearly there's no need for a minion whatsoever. The Bar Hetem and the Zohar says, Mashlo Reisi Noagin, the host of Birchas Avelim, the Baruch HaRadiyas, says, for some part, the Re'at Tarsus Tzubat Av Ches, it should be Ches, not Hey, Re'esh Amad Beis, that's Birchas Avelim and El Abad Sora, and Shuvat Maram. And then he adds, That's not true. The Rambam and the Ramban never said it, and the Beis Yosef never meant to say that they said it. But nonetheless, it's pointed out by the Emet Zover, nonetheless, there's also a question of the Ramban sheet. I guess what he means is there's never a minion of Beis Yosef. What a minion of Beis Yosef is a rarity. That's why you never see it. So the Maisa, not so clear. The Logan Avraham is the favorite. We get a growth positive. The Kuf Pei Tetz is cut in base. The Mishnah Berurah is cut in base. It's not Machria. Doesn't say who's right. Many people don't do it, but others do. I've been in my, I know in my house, we did it. We had a mezumin with the meals. We had availed for myself, for my brother, my father's like a son. So we did it. It's a special, what? The Vorech Menachem Avelim. put that in the opposite of Simcha B'mono. You can put that in there as a whole. You add it something in. And there's a whole bunch of it. We use the art scroll, whatever they said. So we did. Yes. No, not a minion doctor, no. You need a minion toast.
And for the three of them?
But there's one out of them, two. Well, Pashtun, you know anything? One. We had three, and so happens. Pashtun didn't have one is enough. What the road we showed them. Part of them, they changed it to the bench. Pashtun. Okay. What about Shabbat? I asked the dear Ramban, who discussed this issue, what do you do on Shabbat with this bracha? May you or may you not recite this bracha on Shabbat? The quote over here, but from the Bahag, the bracha and bracha tavela the Shabbat, we did have the advarim shebetzina. Advarim shebetzina noe. That's the Bahag. This is Rabbi Yudoy says, no. Ein bevarachin bracha tavela the Shabbat. Why? Well, we did a bit flotso, basara, lab dava shebetzina. Of course, the Ritzkaz is the same. So therefore, you don't. So the Rabbi Vani Omer, the most logical point of all, Beirach b'yachad o b'shlosh ha'velim, b'vorach k'derach sharon b'chol, b'tzinu, och l'acher nimo, u'berchu, ein omrim kein, kein v'nika acherim, lap tzinu. Doesn't that make so much sense, Rabban? It's so logical, I have a kasha, what the others say? The others are two extremes. It's always tzinu, it's always parasya. I don't understand either of them. The Chava passes like the Ramban here at Sif, and Siv Dalit. And that's the Pashtus. The Pashtus. The very Sophia Bekel, the Rav Shlomo Kluger, who says, well, there could be a case where one person and another person was in his house, not an Ovel, is already considered to be in the category of Ovel Faresca, even B'nai Bezo in some cases. I thought not that way. We talk about Ovel Faresca because someone who's not from the household walks in. But the person that Ovel is to his wife, to his kid, that's also already considered to be a Faresia. Huh? Why not? Pasha is not the way. I'll add an akuta. Martin Mother Dabkov, call on Ms. Abel Olov, Ms. Abel Emo. So, by definition, if the husband's in Avela, so is the wife, technically speaking. And the children, and the brothers, and the parents. So we don't know that was not a dad, but technically speaking, yes. I'm even further than that. I think it's a daughter-in-law or a father-in-law is not in that included in that Gemara. I think it would still be considered a sinner. That's part of the household. That's what I thought. Shlomo Kluger, the pupil of some cases, yes, yeah, sometimes no. Pasha, the whole household is considered a sinner. That's what I thought. Okay, I'm also now we start the second topic of today, which is entitled Hesped U'Rishoyim. A very strange title. I wanted to make it brief, so we'll see what I mean. Let's go to some the major themes of Hesped. So the Shulchan Aruch and Simon is called Shin Dalet Mem, because they don't want to call it Shmat. They just changed around the digits. Shin Dalet Mem, the Mechaber says that Hesped has two basic purposes, functions. What are the two basic functions of a Hesped? Number one, what we call it a eulogy. What does that mean? Lahazkir Shivako, to say good things about the person who died. What else? Even before you get to that. Shayorim kolo loma olav dvara mishabim et alev delaharba tzuchir. So the two aspects that have to be taught in the Mechaba. One is to get people to cry, and two, to say good things about the Nifta. Now the Taz, and this is called now, quote, a memra, ha-meiz yodea v'shomea kiluso, ki mitocha chalo, the kol shomim b'fon of yodea, Achi Yisra Magola. Some of the Shem is there, and he knows what's being said. What's the source? He quotes the Yerushalmi. But at the bottom it says, Babli, Shabbos Kuf Nun Bey, Amad Bey. I was trying to find a Yerushalmi. I looked in the new Torah. They don't quote a source. When they don't quote a source, the new Torah means it doesn't exist. That's the general rule. So they know they have computers and they call it Torah Kula. I assume it's not Yerushalmi. It's a mistake. It should be a Babli. Now, it's a problem. Problem. I wish Dr. Moshe had this question. Dr. Moshe is the sort of, you know, halachas of the Shabbos early on. It's hard to pass it up over here, but nonetheless, you have to know what to do. It's relevant to how we conduct ourselves. So Dr. Moshe asks the question, Simon Shin, Dalet Mem, wait a minute. It's the Cotton Aleph. It's the Gemara Brachas, which says, Kol Mesaper Achar Ameis, Ki Mesaper Achar Ha'Evet.
the bad thing about it, someone who dies, I can say bad about a rock. The rock can't say about it. Once he dies, he dies. He doesn't care what you say about it. It's serious. Two gemaras. One person said, you know, talk about me and make people cry about me. I'm going to be there somehow. And it's like a rock. Doesn't know anything. That's the Dr. Moshe's kash. So it sounds like Dr. Moshe to put out the machlekes. That's a Babli Yutes. This is a Babli Kuf Nun Beis. Look, it's a shtickle like Gadatik. You know, it's not exactly a halacha psuka. So it could be a different position from Chazal. In Brachas Kuf was a discussion of Mason Yodin, Mason Adam Yodin. It's not so posh. You go to Drushes, they always talk about, you know, not at this, your grandson's getting married, so the Neshama from Shemayim is dancing at the wedding. I mean, who said that's true? I mean, it sounds great, but is it really true? Not so posh. But it is true. It's not so clear. How are we going to know? How do we know if it's true? Chazal, there seem to be different sources. In Brachas itself, some say Taka's true. Not only so the Kufu, even beyond. The Mason know what's going on. Now, could be, they know what's going on, but they don't care. Once they know, remember, someone calls you a bum, bothers you, right? Because, you know, you have an ego. That's a bum. What do you mean I'm a bum? But in the Shavu Kedoshah tomorrow, what's the question? What's the question? So it could be like this. Although Dr. Moshe sounds like it's a machlokas. This is a footnote from the bottom in the new Torah says something like it's a machlokas, a polski, a machlokas, two members in the Gemara. The Shevet Yehuda is quoted by the Emek Zavah as follows. A person dies, he wants it to be a proper funeral. Talk with him. And he knows what's going on, and if it's an improper funeral, it bothers him. Look at Amaroyim says that, you know, make sure it's a good funeral. Make sure. Rabbi Shech, the Shalita, used to tell me like this, that when his father, Zalangan, was a rabbi in the Bronx, he was a big time of Kochel, his father, Melech Shech, Zalangan, big going. But he wasn't known as the greatest orator. So people would say like this, they would say, Rabbi Melech Shech, they had a shadow when they were alive, they went right to Melech Shech. But when they would say, when I die, I want Rabbi X, Y, or Z, this world famous orator, to make a eulogy, you know. Yeah. So that's what he's alive. But what would he want now if he's dead? I don't know what he'd want to make the eulogy. But he wants something. People want that there should be a covetous Leviathan. That's yes. But if someone says about a bad thing about amazing private, and no one is listening, well, they care. See, you and I would care. If it's behind the bunk, someone thinks a bad thing about us, it bothers me no matter. The person's already no longer alive. What's that proper heaven? What's astonishing? But the public thing, it should be done properly. Now, what's the verse about the Gemara of the Sefer Sanhedrin, the Paskin, Yaakov the Shichvi, that's Memvot, that the Hesped is considered Kavod HaMeis. Kavod HaMeis. What is the Kavod HaMeis? Two things, we said what they are. One, people should cry, and two, say good things about the Meis. Where's the source to say good things about the Meis? And that's the Pashat of the word Hesped, but if you didn't believe it, it's a Mesef of Svachas who scored in the Beis Yosef and the Rosh, so he asked to see the Ram HaKhaimus. That you can't exaggerate too much. So I mean, if you look at Rosh Hashanah and Tes, you can't exaggerate too much, but the implication is, we'll see a little exaggeration is permissible, we'll see later why, and that means that if there's certainly a non-exaggeration, a clear statement of the good things, good character traits about the person who passed away is extremely appropriate. It's extremely appropriate, but it should be. It should be done. That's the source, I mean, in the Chazal, for this idea of saying nice things about someone who passed away. Here in the quote by the Rosh, excuse me, in Simen Nuntes. Fine? Fine. Now, good. That's what it says. The idea of crying, where does that come from? A Gemara Brachas. Agwed Avot. Agwed Hesbeda Deluye. What does Deluye mean? To lift up. What means to lift up? The Ramban explains on page Pei. Yorim Kol La'orah Bechi. Gemara before the Shabbos Kuflun Gimel. Achem Liva Hesbeda Behesbedoi. The Hosim Koimna. He said that, I want to give a warm eulogy. Don't just give it cold stuff. I want to give a warm eulogy when I die, because I'm going to be there. You know, the Shammah is going to be there, I know what's going on. And I want it to be warm, emotional. Rashi explains, Sheyivku, The Eshma Echtes Chaim. I'm warning you. You better get a warm. I'm going to be there. I'm expecting you to get a warm, just tearful eulogy. You better do it. The people should cry. They didn't just walk out, you know, dry eyed. I don't want that. To the cover I made. Take a look over here back at Rashi. Look back at Rashi and Mesech to my cup. Yudal Amid Beis. So we saw it at the very beginning. Yudal Amid Beis. So Rashi says, but talks about ripping the garment of a cotton from the Agmat Nefesh, the last wide line on top. Sheyivku Aroim, the year of the Kvod Amid. That if the people cry, that the cry, the tears themselves are considered a covered Hamid. Before Rashi, Yudal Amid Beis. After Rashi says the same expression that Agmas Nefesh, Rashi uses in Brachos Avodah Zarah, Lahorim Kol, Belushan Nehi, V'Agmas Nefesh, Yishmu HaShomim. Unfortunately today, there are rabbis that get up there, and they preach all kinds of fancy eulogies, because everyone walks away with not a tear in his shed. This gentleman was a family man. And he came, he was a member of our men's club. He never missed a breakfast in the last 30 years. And he took his son to the baseball game, you know, Americana, you know. But this is no tears are being shed. That's not right. It's not right. The Shach, for example, is discussing the propriety of crying, quote to a few Gemaras. The Habit of Priya, Kol Amorei Demol Tol Adam Kosher. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sofo Nu Menichem Bebeis Genozo. That's pretty impressive. That's the Gemara on Shabbos. And in case now it started the month of Elul, and we should never have any Levites this month, but if Chas Shalom there is, and someone cries, the Gemara says, I'm going to pay more cotton. Someone cries when the other kosher is nifter. What happens? Moklum lo, I'll call everyone also. The first Gemara, the beginning of Chafei Amin Aleph. So here these rabbis, they're preaching of preventing the chilas avonis and then keeping the tears out of the Kodesh Baruch Hu's basic knowledge. That's not right. Look, you have to understand every rabbi has to know what he's talking about. The case is, you know, every case is different. But at least in principle, that's what should be done. In the same Divrei Sofmi, I'm just going to say B'kitza Nimrat, as he goes by Rikas, about some of the themes of Hesper and some of the sources thereof. The Rebbeinu B'chaya, in End of Vayechi, about the Hesped of Yaakov Avinu, says in David HaMelech, Kina and Shaul, you see two things. The greatness of the mate, Hanav, Anim, Heim, Bechayim, the Muslim, the Frodom, and Shorom, Kalam, Eretz, Kaveiru, and you see, well, how much it pains you, like, the loss. Sa'ali Alech Achi Yonatan. The famous, what else? What happened to the person? You know, we talk about how the person was sick and he suffered so much. Yes, Rebbeinu B'chaya said so. How do you know? But from later on in Shmuel, that's the Shmuel Beis Perek Aleph. Shmuel Beis Perek Gimel, Hakamos Novel Yovus Avner. But the person died in a way which is not so appropriate, you know, it's not right. Someone dies from cancer, it's stiff to suffer for 3 years, so that should be brought up at the Hesped, as I stand in the Rebbeinu B'chaya. Finally, it's an interesting question. What was Hatova Shehoyselo V'Nistalka Mimen? The goodness that he had never, he died, it was all lost. What's the source of this? The Kina in Perek in the Cheskel, Perek Lam Zion on Tzor. Oh, Tzor, you were so great, you were Ruchlas Ha'amim, you were this tremendous, shipping state, and everyone, the whole Mediterranean was dependent upon you, and all your boat sank, and you lost all your money, and you lost all your power. Tzorachi and Gadol, what does that mean? But if we believe in a person is nifter, he goes to a better place. We spoke about it on Friday briefly. What's going on over here? Well, that means that he's lost his ability in this world to be ma'aveh kvod shemayim. That's what it means. Otherwise, the question of the person died, but he lost, but he's getting more than an olam and Gan Eden. So, the idea of crying is not the sentimentality, but the marashah writes in Ksuba, Tafayim Beis, that she sees it's a tshuva. And he remembers, you know, I'm crying because one day they're going to famous Gemara. The Aspid is Bedune. Now that they're crying, now they're eulogizing Reuben. And Shimon says, tomorrow it's going to be me. Or 10 years or 100 years it's going to be me. It gives them a hearer of tshuva. And Rabbeinu B'chaya says, you should remember all of the Kinyanim of Olam Hazeh are going to disappear. All he's going to have is what he brings, what he prepares for Olam Habo. And you
should feel the loss, the vacuum of Kol Yisrael, as if a person is no longer in the world, no longer may bring Kiddush Hashem, Kiddush Hashem Ba'olam, and can no longer do good things. Finally, I mentioned in the Tzivos, in his parish on Kohelet, Yud Beis, Perek Pasuk Hei and beyond, quoted by the Divrei Sofrim, quoted the Alshech. As a person, Adam Holeth Lebeis Olamo, V'Safdu Olam V'Shuk HaSofdim. In the marketplace, it's where the Sofdim, the eulogizers are going to eulogize him. Mean by Shuk. So the receiver's quote from the Alshech, the person who dies dead is dead. The hesped is primarily for the benefit of those who survive, the shuk, people on the outside, they should hear. And what should they hear? That the timers of the world are nothing. There are three major timers. It says, I haven't have a published Zvaram or Tanakh. Oh, thank you. I just want to get the Pesukim exactly, right? I know more or less, but let's read it more precisely. So in Kohelet, the it says, Ad Asher lo yerosek chevel ha-ketzef. So the Alshech chevel is three. The Yaakov chevel nachlosso. What does ketzef mean? Ksifo. Chemdo. Nichtzefo come close to Nashim. There are three big chemdos in the world. People have three desires, lust, in this world. What are the famous three? Ever know the famous two lusts? Money, food, and women. These are the three lusts that people have in this world. I mean, a few others, but these are the main three. So that's the kind of puzzle that goes on. The sarut gulas hazav. What does that mean? That means you realize when the person dies, money went through, you can't take it with you. You can't take it with you. So all the money's going to go. V'tishavar kad al hamabua. So what the kad means is stomach, the mabua means the pen. That means after 3 days, nishba kreso, v'nishba pirsho. So what do you want to eat? Something that's garnish. That time is going to come disappear completely. And finally, v'noro tagalgal el habor. What does that mean? Noro means from Russian Ritzo, he says. Quick. Zima quickens death. People who lust for women, they overindulge. It hastens their death. We see it ourselves. We won't go into it now. So these three types are going to all become nothing when the person dies. You should get away from them now and do mitzvahs and matzot. Fine. Let's turn to the rush now in Simen Samach Gimel. I made reference to earlier. Simen Samach Gimel. In the rush. Strange dispensation of exaggeration. Strange. Let's say, over Rabbati, Ein Mosifin Betchila, Ava Mosifin Ala Iker. Koloma, Ein Masfidin Bekovat Mishen Aroi Lekashat Esbid, Ava Moi Aroi Lekvod Muat, Mosifin Miktas, Al Dover Tov, Shenim Tzabo. Not, but if you do too much, look at this, come on, Brokut. Kishem Shin Nifroim and Amesim, Kach Nifroim and Asapadonim. Both. Me'ol Nachrayim. Terrible. Why? The Russians, the Maskeret Avon. They say this guy was a Hinusha. He never opened the Gemara in his whole life. He opened the Bezer Shomal. He said, what? Hinusha? He never opened it, he never cracked the Sefer. Bang. And the Shomal gets Petsch. And the guy who made up the story, he also gets Petsch. And everyone's like, yeah, of course. Petsch! Everyone gets Petsch. But his perpetrator is live. The chenis is zorim with a haflik with tosef and shevach and kovim. Well, see, even ma'at, al kabida v'bida tova, first of all. Check the taz. A little lie is okay. A big lie, no. But a little lie is okay. Well, what kind of business is this? Well, it's between a big lie and a little lie. The taz is kasha. The taz is kasha. Shin dal nef, God now. It's an interesting answer. He said, look, a person doesn't miss. If he'd have the opportunity to do a little more, he would have done a little more. It just never happened. It's a kind of a machshava tova, kadosh baruch hu matzai for the mice. It's a, you know, he did this and didn't quite do that much, but a little bit less. But had he had an opportunity, undoubtedly he would have done that extra, you know, gone that extra mile to do the extra thing. That's how the Taz, as if he did it. The Rabban, page Tevei, gives a very important semantical answer. Someone told me that they were getting a letter from the Rosh Hashiva of recommendation. The Rosh Hashiva asked, should I write a haflogish? Should I write exaggeration? Then he said, you know, if I don't write exaggeration, they'll think he's an Amoritz, because everyone writes exaggeration. So this Rosh Hashiva was Mechavet to a Ramban. So, Mechavet to Ramban. The Ramban writes in analyzing this halacha, the Ramban says, that the reason you can exaggerate is, quote, one second. One second. Explains why. Nope. Can't find it right now. The expression is found in the Ramban. Oh, here it is. And when the Shapkin also the Fichvodo, the Yosef Mikan Kizerach HaMeshapkin. Semantic. Harav HaGon. Today, everyone's a Gon. So for HaGon HaVitzi. So by tomorrow, everyone will be a Gon HaVitzi. You have to keep adding more. It's inflation. Title inflation. So the Mela, that's words are only words. It's semantics. You got to give a slight exaggeration because that's how people talk. That's how the Ramban understands. And the very soft me quotes the Shinda Mekubetis, Suba Tafi Zayin, the Olam, Teodana, Shal Adam, Lorevis, and Abrius. You say things that are nice, even though it's not really true. Ministerach Eres, Laharbos, Achva, Vareyes, Kalanova, Chasuda. That's the other one. Ugly. Kalanova, Chasuda. But you got to, that's understood. It's part of semantics. So if the person was alive, you say it. So if you don't say when he's dead, it'd be a bizarre. It's not considered a lie. That's semantics. People talk a little exaggeration. That's the second terrace, the Ramban. The third is the Bach. The Bach says... What if a person says, I don't want any space? No space. The Shulchan Aruch talks about this. Very important to the Shulchan Aruch. People have been known to give such stavos. No space. Them. The Shulchan Aruch says, Shimon Shindal and Mem Tiv Yud. Mishat Tiva Shalyat Pidu. Shalom Lo. You listen to it. Why? Why? The Gemara has the Masech to Sanhedrin, it's Shiloh. The Gemara says, is it allowed or not? Yes. Why? Because it's only a matter of Kovod HaBeis, Yaakov the Shichti. And he says, I don't want. And the Ochaner, the Edmund Vov, says to Sanhedrin, you're not allowed to get there. Well, you're not allowed to. Why? Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei HaMes. And he has good reason to avoid asking. One of two reasons. Either he's afraid they'll say exaggerations, he's going to get petch. I mean, more than exaggerations, they'll say, he knew shots. He knows shots. He knows full well there's not going to be petch from Shemaya, the Frumman and the Mason. Or, the Gemara, the Antonetan, is not Mem Zayim and Aleph. Someone who is not Nisbet Kalach, it's a kapara for him. He needs a kapara. So he has the right to ask for it. You have no right to go against his will. No right to the Yoruch Hanim. Here's the following, Valdiger, Dake Moshe, Shin Dalad Mem, Sivkotten Dalad. Listen carefully. Truth Mari Vile. Isha Shet Simsa Livnoseo. Shlodisa Sarbo Al Rosham Kedarecha Avelo. Hadas Machrad Sabona Tikaimu Masha Tifsa. Midi Dahavia Misha Tivish Layaspidu. Vokanami, the Haka Shloshim Yom, my name is the Kodesh, Yakwa the Shifu, Vishomanlo. I will talk Shloshim, Kayam the Ashar Mate, Nani Mit Ablam Aleem, Vasvachina Vakro. So it's barely equal to Kaya the Shifu, so Avadai Avail of Gufa and Yehol of Imcho, you can't be talented in Avail. End quote of the Dake Moshe from the Mari Vile in Simkotten Dao and Simashin Dao with Men. That's what it says. What does that mean? So first of all, Rabbi Kivegas over here, who cares? He gives you a quotation. He says, Lab, the last line, and who cares? The Mavaka, if you boot over the Chagav, the Echad, the Tivish, the Tavah, who cares? There's still be bottle, be bottle. This is where we are growing, has to be available in every case, but there will still be bottle. That's not the reason. So what is the reason? All right, look, Rabbi Kivegas, look at the next page here, page 348. Ukamar Vela, she's based Kodesh. The Modem Ariv, the Pashtun, the Shom of the Tavoso. That's not it. So what? That's Mavakaka, the... Who cares if they leave bottle? What's the real reason? The real reason is maybe it's Yikra Dekaye. And Yikra Dekaye, even though the oval says no thank you, we have to keep it. Oh, let's read again. Rabbo says today, for sure, there's a Shulchan Aruch for every person in the room. Okay, Evan, open up a Shulchan Aruch. All right, and look inside of a Q Vegas. The lengthy piece, I want you to see inside. Okay. For the body can time as a busy day, Machmas is a cost of a veil to you because the chayas of the shechus. The yos she came, for me ani, so dover the machlokas rabosenu. The bedin ma'abed at moladah, suicide, he's a right there with rabosi, peri-peri base, the kol shun kvod achayim et saskebo. Kol shun kvod achayim et saskebo. Zed at the Rambam, ein et sabo olo, ein kent the Mishnah Shom, Rambam hold a veil to kvod ha-meitimu. Bracket. Umashmol Sarambam. Def Avelis Yom Rishon do the Raiso da Sarambam. Gam ken Arin and Tama Mishtikro. Mishtikro da Mesa, the Sarachian. You look at Kasha. You know, we do the Tapo da Shin and Tama the Crow. What's the answer, Bosai? Nu, Gan. What's the answer? You look at Kasha. How can you omit Avelis day one if it's possible da Shin and Tama the Crow? I gave this answer on many other occasions, different examples. It's not a Crow. It's Russia. Darshina Tama the Drusha. It's not a, well, where's the Pasuk of Avelis Yom Rishon? We have to scratch our heads. Lo Yitama, Kal Tichad HaSayoyim, they're only Drushas. Whenever it's a Drusha only, you could, maybe you can follow the Tama of the Drusha, even if it's not committed for the right. To give other examples. What were we saying? Go to do, right? Two different talk about the film Chalamayim, it's going to be to avoid the fight. All night we talk about Lechav Chalamayim, we talk about eating Erev Yom Kippur, we had many different things, but the only drushes, the time doesn't apply, then it did, or might not apply. Fine. This is what we see over here in the Rebbe Q. Vegas. After the Ramban, after the bracket, Torah Sada, the Mesabra Malav, the Tvora Chaimu, right, the Huda Sfeika, the Ravasa. The Kevin Shekane, the Mada Paskin, the Peshitas, the Reish, the Meshin, the Mehe. Kedat the Rambam, the Mabas, the Lazat, the Mesabra Malav, or the camel and the pshitas of Avelis have a kol amazim. All of which is fake along with Avelis have koponim. The nifs of the mitzvah shlom zabal mehani. The tava shlom zabal mehani. Well, the havel or amol ahad is the mirra hariv the dina. Mayu dig a kasha. Sarachi and the dina. Kivega. Not stop. Here is question. Hak and mirra chav the ramol quote is in stop. That you say, give command to someone not to do Avelis, you don't listen to him in shloshim. What do you mean? We passed in that from the Sifim Abelat Muladat that Avelis is quote ha mesim, right? And therefore, the Tavor, not to do Avelis, should work. That's the kasha of the Helig Goyen of the Kivega. Maybe the kasha. So the Resolve quotes to Lavush, which is Pshat Ramot different. Namely, that Shiva Shloshim is a mitzvah de Rabbanon. Lav b'didei talya milsim. What does that mean? Why not? What do you mean lav b'didei talya milsim? Why not b'didei talya milsim? So the Bir Halacha of the Divrei Sofer is a child like this. He says, it's not Yaakov Zechaye, and it's not Yaakov Zechmi. Neither nor. What is it? Takonas Chazal. Kacha. Takonas Chazal. No. So what about Mama Atzal Adas? Well, that's the difference in Bir Halacha there. That is about Machloikas, what's the reason that the Chazal Koveya is mitzvah of Avelis? And if they were Koveya, Meshav Yikud HaShechmi, they never would attack him in the first place by Ma'abed Asmo Lidas. It's a little bit shvela. Well, what is he saying? If it applies all the time, so we'll let it apply all the time. Okay, we'll come to it. Oh, Aydem Ariv, it's a beautiful verse. I read you the lashon of the Mariv. Read it again, Zakeh Moshe. What happened? What's talking about? There was a custom, Lisa Sarvel al Roshan Kederach Avelis. That's some kind of custom. They would take a certain garment they wouldn't wear. They would wear for Avelis, whatever it may be. It's not a din. It's not one of the 11 dinim of Avelis Avelis, or the 5 of Shloshim. Right? What's this all about? No? What's this all about? Terrence says it's only a minik. Some kind of minik existed in my revival town. Oh, it's only a minik. And the minik is covered on mace. The mace says, no, thank you. So then you don't do it. But if it's a din, suggests the divrei sofrim, you have to always keep it. The implication is not only have to keep it if it's shiva shloshim, but perhaps even what? They're both sides. Even what? Even use base code. Because the case of the Mariv is not a straight Avelis case of Yom HaChodesh. It's a funny custom which they introduced to Kavod HaMeis. But maybe suggestive or so from maybe the din of Yudbeis Kol is to keep no matter what. No matter what. The din is a din is a din. Perhaps it's not so clear, but maybe it's so. Maybe it's so. The Shachas Pater Teferish. Shachas has to see here in Siv Kotten S. Shachas says, Avon Siva Av Eim Shal Dinek Vahem Yud Beis Kodesh Kevin and Oshayach the Shah Mesir that was called Kibbut Av Eim Mitzvah Lekayim Divrein Mariv. That's not quite what he says. He didn't take a wife by Yud Beis Kodesh the God of the five Yisurim of Chasmanis and you know whatever other Yisurim exists. No. This is sorrowful business. I have to keep it Av Eim. Remember Rabbi Shechter Shalita once told us about this. He thinks that although Kibbut Av Eim is the reason why they introduced Avelis in Beis Kodesh, but once they introduced it, it's called Avelis. They're going to keep it out. So it wasn't time for Rav Moshe's tshuva. Rav Moshe's tshuva, if a husband tells his wife, I need you to come into the wedding. But the wife's an Avelis. She can come. Why? Because Kibbut Avelis does not apply. Rishus Nachem Alev. Rishus Baal Alev. Rav Shechter thought he wasn't sure that's true. It's a din. The husband tells not to violate a din. You can't do a husband to violate a din. It's a little unclear whether Yud Beis Kodesh is Kibbut Av is just the basic reason for the halacha, but it's really Avelis? Oh no, those are just Kibbut Av per se, as such. It's not so clear from the Ma'ariv which way it goes. He's talking about a minute case. Oh. I think Rav Shechter, Shalita, in his Eretz HaTzvi, page Kuf Lamed Hei Tavav, used a slightly different language than the Divrei Sofer, different Ivra. He said that there are different kinds of the Rabbanon. Most Rabbanon, although there's certainly a reason for it, but the reason is not incorporated into the Gzeir itself. Background. But once the Gzeir was made, it's a kind of a low plug. Okay, the right to think of. We talked about the Shina Tama the Krah, with a few exceptions, but it's before Shema Krah. But Rabbanon, most of the Rabbanon are low plug, and a few of them are dependent. So, the Korah, if that's correct, is to say it's a low plug over here, it should apply in every single case. We're stuck with a slight little cash over here. What do you do by Muhammad Atulagar? Why is it not available? You tell me there's no Yikud the Shachri. So what? Yikud the Shachri is only the Rabotai. It's only the reason why they introduced Avelis. Once introduced, should apply in every single case. Hello, Dovru. So I want them to follow in. To say, just as Zoe, that this Avelis in every single case is simply against a mission. Tov is our mission. Not kidding. Tov is our mission. Our mission is Sanhedrin. Haruge Bezdin, there is no Avelis. Push. A mission. Why? But there, why? So the Kesef Mishnah there says, well, we have a drasha. L'nefesh lo yitama v'amo. Torah Kohanim says, it does not apply some of those poresh midakei tzibur. I ask a kasha. We're talking about tumah. We're talking about avelis. What's the answer? Rambam says that avelis and tumah go together. Lo yitama. No tumah, no avelis. Why no tumah? Because there's the custom. The amav. And the rabbi has to agree to this mishnah. Cannot go to mishnah. The chorim achloikas by Muhammad Atul Adas. It's only a question of, it's a more technical question. But the suicide, it's the same level of not the Amav as someone who's gone from the Porosh Midake Hatzibah. It's interesting, when the Rambam in the Purush Mishnayos in Sanhedrin explains this in Haruge Bezdin, he says, Ein Kapara B'Kfuroso. Of course, Gemara in Sanhedrin, Mem Zayin Amid Beit. What does that mean? If you had a Kapara, presumably it would be considered the Amav posthumously. Now you have Kapara, when you're being buried, now you're shunned back to the Amav. So then we should already have full tumah and have full avelus in the work. Since there's no kapara until the more has a discussion, so it's equal abuster, then it's too late, it's nitzcha, the nitzcha yidacha, the whole story is took in Sanhedrin Zion. That's why there's no avelus this kind of case. And interestingly, Rashi then says no. Rashi now from Zion of his base in Sanhedrin says he really should have been avelus. You know why? Rashi is also this Rambam. Lo yitama tumah avelis, no connection at all. You can't say what says v'ama by tumah should exclude avelis. That's ridiculous, according to Shita's Rashi. It can't work at all. So what did Rashi explain, therefore? He explained, quote, Kidei Shetehei Bizyonon Kaporolehem. Apparently, he learned the Gemara Shanei Mem Zayin, a different word. That since there's no kapara by the Kvura, you need more Bizyon in order to achieve a kapara. The Takanas Chazal. But I think, whether Rashi's right, or whether the Rambam is right, either way, it has nothing at all to do with the question of the Gemara about Yakwe the Shichvi and Yakwe the Chayim. It's a different part against the Lecha Mishnah there. We could say like this, really Avelus is covered a Chayim. Nonetheless, there's no Avelus by Ma'abar Atzal Adas. You know why? There is a Kosov. Ba'amov. Ba'amov. Kacha there. It's a Pasuk. Finished. Okay, so I wanted to suggest. The both side, any questions? I want to discuss now a topic which is of great importance, halacha lemaisa. Take a look at the Mordechai, top, kuf, yudke. Please, top, kuf, yudke. Gemara Brachot. There's a Mordechai like this. Ein omer b'fnei ha-meis, el ha-zvarav shel meis. Two l'shoinim. First lashon. On this level, they're very devar halacha. V'kosh ken mida di alma. Yikir di amri. On this level, devar tzeh halacha. Avol mida di alma, less than bo. From one extreme to the other. By the way, and look at the Gemara. I guess we didn't get that far. The Lashonis and the Mordechai are the reverse of the way we have them in our text. It's important to keep in mind. Says the Mordechai, V'hod ha'tzvinan divar Torah, ha'inu davka tov salad amin. What's the Gemara in the third parak in Brochus? Okay? That's within Dalet Amin, that's where the Easter applies, Lo'ag, L'Rosh, etc. That's what he said. Avomiri di alma, I feel the top Dalet Amos is okay, according to one Lashon. Well, Lishna Kama, Osir b'chol oso cheder shameis munachbo. What's the Mordechai saying, if I understand it correctly? That when it comes to Divrei Torah, it's the Dalet Amos cut off. Mila d'alma, it's all or nothing. Either the whole room is Osir, or it's what even in the house. The whole mystic of Dalet Amos plays no role when it comes to what? When it comes to Mida D'Alma. That's why I understand the Mordechai, right? That's Pashup Shah. Good, everyone with me so far? That's a Gemara. Two Lashonis, and the question of how he passed him Lahaloch. Fine. However, the Rosh, quoted by the Tur, says no. The Rosh, quoted by the Tur, even Simon Shin Dalet Mem. Six. Test. Zion. And all of the Fahmet of Varm shall make. What does that mean? Sarchek Furoso Vehesman. Avosharkal Dover Osir. Bane with the Vetoro. Bane with Mida the Alma. Vedata Tochar Bahamas. Avokuslar Bahamas. Akol Sari. Rav Hai says. Avkutzah Bahamas, also the Divrei Torah. The fact is that the Torah misunderstood his father. When the Rosh said something, the Torah understood it came from Rav Hai, it's really the Rosh's own independent statement. But, be that as it may, what's the bottom line over here in the Torah and the Rosh? So it's seen. What comes out? The Gemara, according to Lishna Kama, which we pass like Lishna Kama, which is the list of Basha of the Mordechai, Lishna Kama printed in our text. We pass him that Divrei Torah is more chavar than Mila D'Alma. Where? What? How? But the Russian suggesting is like this. Within Dalet Amid, everything is up. Divrei Torah and Mila D'Alma. Where is the greater chumrah? Beyond Dalet Amid. Where Divrei Torah is Asur and Mila D'Alma is Mutter. That's how the Russian seems to say. Notice that the Dvarim Shel Meis, according to the tour, is Sarchek Furoso Vehesbe.
because according to the Torah, there exists an intermediate Alma. So there has to be a contrast. What's the contrast? Tzorchei HaMeis Bet Medo. The Ramban, when he quotes this din on page Pei Tes, he talks about the Rav Shomesh. He only discusses Rav Osai. What does he mean? Halach. Halach. Hilchas has to go to the Mesa Kvura. Why? Because the Kvura Rabban needed the Amos Mutter. He wouldn't have the Amos. He didn't know that this Rosh. So the only Yisrael we pass is the Kvura Rabban Shem Lishna Kama. It's only the very Torah. So therefore the whole discussion of the contrast of Rav Shomes and not Shomes can only be in the world of Halacha. You can't only have a Pesach near the Mesa. But Hilchas Avelis, you may talk. So writes the Rabban. The Beis Yosef was as far as to say that the Divrei Torah, which is not Shalameis, is Osur Chutzal Dal Amos, which is what I have shot in the Rosh. Why? No law of the Rosh. Quote, Zire Kimis Yaish Mili Tapel B'meis. Looks like you're forgetting about it. Can you imagine? Can you just imagine Nebel is a mate, and you're standing about 5 Amos away, and it's all pitiful. Yeah, the place is this, and the Sivis is this. What are you doing? There's a dead body line. What are you talking about? Tzoris and Nesivis now. I'm a more than Amos away. Come on. Menschlichkeit. That's how the Beis Yosef understands. Oh. Now, it's interesting. Shulchan Aruch and Shin Mem Dal Mem Tazayin never mentioned Dal Amos. Not found. Take a look. And Omrim B'Fnei Hameis, page 348 again. And Omrim B'Fnei Hameis, Elat Varam Shalmeis, Kigot Tzorche Kvuroso V'Hespeis, Avol Shar Kol Dovar Osir, V'Ani Mili B'Divrei Torah, Avol Mili D'Amol Esmendo. Oh, sounds like we saw already in the Mordechai, that Mili D'Amol is all or nothing, it's like a Hesed Gomel. And what about D'Divrei Torah? It's different. The Divrei Torah is still even in the whole room. And the Mila D'Amos is mostly even 1 foot away from him. That seems to be the psak of the Mechaba. Never mentioned a single word about Dalet Amos. That's the shock he pointed out. She's cutting it out. Someone see his top line? Mashu Das HaMechaba, the Divrei Torah, I feel it's supposed to be Dalet Amos. No, sir. Mila D'Amos, I feel it's all Dalet Amos, Shari. That's what it sounds like. Mashu. The Beis Yosef suggested this shot. It's kind of not surprising. Rabbi Yosef Karo, the Beis Yosef too. So he took a suggestion which he had on the Beis Yosef, as the Divrei Torah, as I said before, he wasn't sure, maybe it's with the Chutzal Amos, that's the Torah of the Bach say, maybe it's with the Chutzal Amos. Either Rosh said, Chutzal Amos, Ivy, but on the Divrei Torah part, the Rosh says, it is his chutz. Why? Because if it's less, if it's within Dalet Amos, it's also even from a dead body that's buried. That's law of the Rosh. What the extra use they're making over here for a body that hasn't been buried yet, it must be chutz Dalet Amos, but no Dalet Amos, what's everywhere? That's the very source of Tzidud, and they pass it in Shulchan Aruch. Oh. The Bach says no. As a Shach quote. Shachos in the Bach. Habach Posak, the Divrei Torah also appeared the Chutz Dal Amos. Okay. When we did the Alma and also the Tov Dal Amos. That's how we saw earlier, the Torah seemed to say. Udvarav Shalmeis, Mutter Afilim and Divrei Torah, Afilim and Tov Dal Amos. You say, oh, but Udvarav Shalmeis, whatever it means, Hilchus has been, or some say it means that you quote what the man said, someone says, oh, that's true. Is anyone looking for that? That's what people say. They're mess. They say, he said, Rav Shomet. I don't know if that's really, if there's any truth to that. It's real. But they say, Hilchus Hesped, Hilchus Things, you call him, or, if you go to a Hesped, Rashi, six parashas says, and the Medrash says, you spend 5 minutes explaining Rashi, and then, and the Mela, that's how proper tzedakah are given. That means Rav Shemesh. You can be Marach in the Drasha to get to the, just give Mishabech, and that's not his worldly term. But in Chazal terms, you gotta quote a Chazal. That's Rav Shemesh's Mutter, even within Dalet Amos of. So writes the Bach, and cited by the Shach. He calls the Chenov, Libyosh, Magodos, Upsukim, I feel the talk Dalet Amos, Nehemes, the yotze meinyan leinyan ad shemagia l'sapa shlochav shomeis meitek parosov v'chassiduso the yotze midat tova shayu bo adkan. Good, right? Look at this next one. V'kosev ha-morachai z'kol oso cheder shameis munach bo choshiv kital amet v'chein posev ha-posek ha-bach. Whoa. The Bach took two things there. Kevod of Kumash is beyond belief. The Bach said two things. One, he asked the tutorial in the first line, third line, meter the Almas author within Dalar Amas. And on top of it, through the Mordechai, when he interprets says the whole bias, the whole cheder, is like Dalar Amas. According to the Bach, you go to a Leviathan, and the aura is only in the front. You can't talk to him, you can't say a word. It's just silent. Mom. You can't say a word because you're over the Easter of Mili the Alma, that cheder just feels like Dalar Amas. On the inside, there's no truth to this. Because that's not what the, that's what the, Pashas is not that way. Pashas is not that way. Because no one has ever said that the entire cheder is like Dalar Amas. No. What the Mordechai was saying, according to one Lashon, meaning the Alma is going to be also even Chutzal Dalar Amas. Not because it's considered as if it's Tov Dalar Amas. But we don't pass like that Lashon. That's the second Lashon, which is the Mordechai's first Lashon, which we don't accept the Halakha. No one accepts that Lashon as the Dinah. The Kodesh should come out that meaning the Alma Chutzal Dalar Amas is certainly permissible against the Bach. I think that's the meaning of the Maisa. So the very thought was the Tosfos HaRosh. The I discovered the Tosfos HaRosh. The whole discussion of what the Rosh meant in those words, that Chutz Dalar Amas, I discovered the Tosfos HaRosh. I looked it up, Baruch Hashem Gimel Amud Beis. He says there's no Isser of Loeg LaRosh beyond Dalar Amas. If the Kash against the Beit Yosef in the Bach, why do they say it's also beyond Dalar Amas? I have no Loeg LaRosh. And so there's no Kash at all. It says in the Gemara, Ein Omrim B'Fnei Amas El Adbarav Shomeis. And the Beit Yosef in the Bach took the word Ein Omim, and they said it means Usher. The Torah said it's Usher. Yeah, the Rush used the language, and turns into Rush, Ein O'Roy. It reminds us some of the fights we had in our other matters I won't go into right now, where Rabbanu called it Usher. But no, it's not really Usher, so they really shouldn't do it. And the Rav never said it was Usher. What do you mean? Ein O'Roy. That was Rav Twersky, she says, and Ruch of Nochim, and it was Enaroy, so you can use the word also there too, come on, what's so bad? You shouldn't go against what the Mara Chazal, even if it's not an absolute issue in the sense of eating trace, you know. So that was where the Kashi even begins, frankly. That's what I thought. So I saw the Bir Alok of the Dibre Sof, said a quarter of the tour, and the Lishna Kama, let's remember. Lishna Kama says, Mida the Alma is Mutter, that's all we haven't printed, and Lishna Basa says it's also the Kolshka. So the result had a neighbor to Gavaris. He said that what it means is, the Lishna Kama is talking about Kutsu Dalar Amas, and the Lishna Basa is talking within Dalar Amas. Give me a break! How is that possible? How can that be? The two Lishna one to the other, one talking Kutsu Dalar Amas, and one talking Tok Dalar Amas, and comes in and talks no Mach Leikas. The one that's Matner is talking Kutzal Amos. I can't believe it. But the truth is, I'm not low, ain't Flunasi on the Divrei Sofim exclusively. I can't put all the blame on him because it starts already in the Dark Emotion. Dark Emotion, Sif Cotton Hay, excuse me, in Sif Cotton Vav. Oish. Now the footnote is kind. Footnote Kovav. After the quoting, he says, Dvarav Sarachim, Ayin Sheva Mordechai Bifnim. It's kind, doesn't say it. The Zer Kemoshi is such a Dvar, a Dvar Pele. The language, the order is mixed up, and it just doesn't fit in. Doesn't fit in with what we have in the Mordechai at all. We have the Mordechai, the order is reversed. The first Lashon is Nachman, the Mordechai, the second Lashon is Mekel, right? He's passing L'chumra, that Mila D'Alma is usher in the entire room, because there's no Shira D'Alma at all in Mila D'Alma. That's all. And according to his Lishna Batra, Mila D'Alma is both even within D'Alma. That's how we read the Mordechai. but it's all against Dr. Moshe. I don't know. I can't really blame the very so much. It's copying a little bit from the Dr. Moshe. Don't know how to answer the question. Interesting. The Beis Yosef quotes like this. What do you want to say? Ain't over with me, I'm made. Ella, Dvorov, show mace. Okay? But the quant of the rush, what's the yisur? The yisur even chutz dalam. Right? Rabotai, right? The rush is chutz dalam as iri. Go beyond, right? Beyond all the rush. Is there any rukum? When they give a heter of Dvorov, show mace, it's only chutz dalam. But toch dalam is even Dvorov, show mace, does. Before she made choices, quoted from Rabbeinu Yeruchim. Now, the Nebuke Yosef, and the first rank, Baba Kama, we learned this year, Baba Kama, quotes this from the Rosh, not surprising, but Ben Yeruchim, the Talmud of the Rosh, and he quotes the Ramah. The Ramah is Matir, and the Chen Noagu. What's the basis of the famous Gemara? The Kovet Oslo Bemoso, Shoshiva Yeshiva Al Kivro. Famous Gemara. That means when it comes to Kovet Ameis, you'll not have to say the Vetorah, Mamash on top of the Kever. Mamash on top of the Kever. And that's the meaning. If you look at the Shulchan Aruch, it says you Zion, Mutalam of Sukkim with Rosh of the Kavod Ameis, Betoch Arba Amos of the Beis HaKvaris. The Dasa Rama. What about the Nebuchadnezzar? That's the meaning. Now, I saw Rabbeinu, the Bialocha of the Rishon, Mr. Kash, against the Rabbeinu Yeruchim. What? Because Nei Ameis means only Chutzal Dalet Ames, and not within Dalet Ames? I thought it's no Kasha. Because Dal Amis already asked you from before, from Lord LaRosh. They know Kinami, the Gemara, when it says, B'Snei Ames means it's only beyond Dal Amis. Because within Dal Amis already asked you from a previous issue. I don't think it's a big dochak at all. It's a dochak. So we don't be happy in the Mechab, but not the Pasuk in that way. Not the Pasuk in that way. Fine. And what's the nature of this extra issue? As we told about the Yosef, Nira, Kibis Yashim, Mili Tapovo. Why is that important? But the Mechaber himself in Siman Shin Samach Zayin Siv Gimel. Give a quick look. Shin Samach Zayin Siv Gimel. The Mechaber says in Shin Samach Zayin Siv Gimel. He talks about Lo Yahalef Lemes Akvaras Abasol Dal Amos Shel Meis. Right? The Yikrabo Yisvalo. You see how he does quote Dal Amos. But back over here, he never quoted Dalet Ames. It's Sirin Mechaber. So the answer to Reis Ofrim is no. The answer to Samach Zayin is a Chaver Kadisha is taking care of the maid, or is talking at a time when you can't do anything with the maid. But then, of course, Dalet Ames is Mutter, because the maid Joseph Zorah of Nirim and Mishyashim and the Kovah does not apply. Here in Shindalet Mem, it's at a time when you're supposed to be taking care of the maid. What are you learning for? You have no business. All right? That's a good test. A very good term. And therefore, Sif Yudzayim, back over here, we just saw, you can say Tillim, and all these things. I will now conclude with just the last two Sifim of the Mechaber Shin Dalet Mem, and the Mitzvah, tomorrow, we'll start Shin Mem Hei, about Mamad Atzmo Vadas, some of the other halachas before we get to the Kriya. I don't do all this tomorrow. We'll see, we'll do the best we can. What say your test, Mrs. Matt? Maspidin, Tamidei Chachamim, when the show sayem, Beis HaKnesset, Beis HaMedrash, Avolo Shar Ha'om. What's the verse? The verse is, a shul should not become a chapel. Everyone dies, they'll make a Levayan shul. It'll be terrible, so the shul can become. But if you need a big crowd, and only shul has a big capacity, you're allowed to use a shul. It's not a special din because of the person who died is a big tzaddik. No, the Gemara of Megillah. If the person could have been a mediocre, if he had a relative, a cousin, who was the God of that door, was going to walk in. Can you imagine? You know, we have people who are Godel gazers. So you imagine, you know, they had, you know, a big door, and everyone says, if the Rebbe comes, there'll be 1,000 people attacked. See the Rebbe. The Rebbe had a cousin with a face. It's not a great person. This is my portion of Megillah. You're allowed to have it in the shul. But just remember, having a big capacity, it's permissible, because you're not doing anything wrong. You don't want to make the shul into a chapel. Every day it'll be a Leviathan shul. That's the reason for passion. That's all Rabotai was a mate, not a shul. His chof says, chofom, ba'alef, gold,
Machnisin also the Beit HaMedesh, Menichin HaMitzah, Bebok Moshe Yadorish, the Sultan also Shom, based upon Shuvah Zagon, the Chochmas Adam, said they did it for the Gra, what are we adding in the Fiskah Shuvah? They did it for the Gra, that's a terrible thing. Do it with everybody now. See, everyone's chacham all of the gaon. What? He says, the gaon, the Vilna gaon, the yachid, v'dorah, shalafanov. That's why you can take him into a base medrash. Otherwise, he says, gormen ra l'meis, u'metamen es beis ha-knesset. What's the pshat? He goes to the mamshik, says the Divrei Sofer. Such a chacham all of the gaon, you bring him into the shul, it adds kavanah Torah. You have to be super, super, super gone. Any less than that, it's not going to end. It's going to be a bizarre for the shul. And he quotes that the Divrei Sofer will still not while golden if we summon Marbite Torah Tzadik Yochid Vichiloso to bring him in. You bring me a riot from Minhagim. I can tell you shuls, they bring every gvir to bring him to the shul. Terrible. I once had a rabbi, I walked with him, I said, what are you doing? Oh, he's a gvir. Without him, the shul wouldn't have been built. What are you doing over here? And then everyone goes, it's terrible. It really should not be done. And I would say that the Chacham Adam should love plug. Nobody should go to a shul. Even a Chacham Adam for God. So what do? Leave the Aron outside. And then they say, call him going also. And that's considered befana. But befana means he's 3 feet away from 30 feet away. What's the difference? It's all considered befana. He's doing Aron's right in front of the shul. That's what I think the proper thing to do in this case. We'll stop here. Tomorrow we'll have the last, my last year. Who's there by Simon? She's going to say this year.